This video is how we fight back. Now I want you to look into my eyes. Look closer. Everything that you're thinking right now? Yes. But because this is YouTube, I literally cannot tell you how to break the law. But by the end of this video, I will show you very clear, easy steps on how you can participate and you can fight back. We can do this. A guy in Walla Walla just beat 10 cities in court over a camera on a pole. And I'm going to show you how simple it is to request that information and put pressure on these tyrants. Now, this story that I'm about to tell you is really important, so stick through the whole thing. It's really short, but it's going to be hard for people to understand exactly how fighting back works and how easy it is. So just stick with me. Jose Rodriguez started noticing these things right here multiplying around town in Walla Walla last October. Reading every single plate that rolled past, he went straight for the paper trail. Public records requests, one after another, to 50 different agencies across Washington state. He wanted to see what the cameras were seeing. All right, now let me add some context here. Some municipalities turned off the cameras. Some of them paused their contracts because the requests for information were too intrusive for these cities or counties, which is ironic that they want to invade your privacy, but then didn't like it when you're asking for public information. And that's the context that I want to add. That's why this type of records request, asking for that public information, it can be too much. Now, 50 requests went out, and what came back was mostly nothing. Now, some agencies, they stalled. Some ignored him outright. Stanwood, Washington, sat on his request for so long while the attorneys reviewed it, and by the time that they were done reviewing the footage that he asked for, it was automatically deleted past the 30-day window, gone for good. Now, two cities decided the better move was to go on the offense. Cedro Woolley, Washington, and Stanwood took Rodriguez to court, asking a judge to rule that the flock data isn't public record at all, that a private company holding your city's surveillance footage means that your city gets to pretend that it doesn't exist. Flock's own chief legal officer went to the press and called it what he wanted people to believe that it was, a shakedown, called Rodriguez a grifter, bogus request filed to squeeze cities for cash, with nothing said about the 50 requests or the footage that got deleted before anyone could review it. November 2025, a Skagit County, Washington judge rules against the cities. Flock data is a public record, and an agency doesn't get to hide behind vendor servers. If the government paid for it and it uses it, then the public gets to see it. Now, his footage was already gone before that gavel came down. Now, months later, Everett Washington tries the exact same play. Deny, delay, and then fight it in court. And a Snohomish County judge rules against them too in February of 2026. Everett doesn't quit until June, settling only after burning months trying to make the same argument that they already lost once before. This is where the story turns almost unbelievable. Now, while the court fights were still playing out, Olympia, the capital of Washington, got to work. And on March 10th of 2026, the legislature passed Senate Bill 6002, the so-called Driver Privacy Act, and then Governor Ferguson signed it 3 weeks later, and it took effect immediately. Automated license plate reader data is off the table for public records. Full stop. That's it. Now, it has a single narrow lane left open. Research that strips out anything that could identify a person. Now, in this new legislation, they can only run searches on the cameras for felonies and gross misdemeanors. And they use this bill to expand it from felonies to now include gross misdemeanors. So things like stolen vehicles, felony warrants, missing persons, this is what they're telling us that they only want. Now, the bill has some limits. Now, there's no cameras near schools, churches, courts, food banks, things like that. And there's no use for immigration enforcement, and they also did reduce the data retention window from 30 days to 21 days. And data pulled in violation of the law can't be used in court. But there's one door the bill never really closed. Every agency running these cameras has to log every single search. The date, the query, who ran it, and why they ran it. And they have to keep that log for 5 years. The exemption in this bill targets the camera data. It never touches the log of who's been looking at it. And that's a good thing. In my state, Washington, getting your hands on the license plate photos isn't happening. And fighting it in court ultimately took Rodriguez months, and he got nothing. Your state may differ. Go look it up. But in reality, we don't want that, or at least I don't. I don't want access to random people's license plates and where they traveled. And I also don't think that the government should have access to that either. We are here to expose the corruption and the abuse of our rights. And we do that by holding those in authority and power accountable. So, file for the access logs. Who searched, when, and why they said that they needed it. Your neighbor's plate photos don't catch corruption. But the log does. An officer running plates for a friend, a department that's using the cameras for something outside of the felony and gross misdemeanor list that the law allows, none of that requires seeing a single photo. It just requires seeing who looked and why they said they looked. Now, filing is a lot simpler than these agencies want you to think. Skip the online portals. Now, most cities, counties, and states, they built those to make their own job easier, and some of them actually log your IP, your name, your account activity while you're using them. Washington, at least here, our Public Records Act does not require any of that. You can send an email straight to the public records officer, and under Washington state law, they have 5 business days to respond with a timeline, even if the records themselves take longer. Now, if that deadline comes and goes with nothing, that's when it stops being your problem and it becomes an attorney's problem. Now, I'll have a template that you can copy and send in the description. Google the email address of your city, your county, and state public records officers. Change the agency name and the date of the data that you want in the template and send it, and it starts the clock. If you are worried about retaliation from public officials, and that's legit, I recommend creating a brand new Gmail or Proton email account with an alias. You are under no obligation to provide your real name when asking for public records. If they decide that they want to charge you an administrative fee to unmask you, then use a prepaid Visa or mail them a cashier's check. We win this by making them work for it. Enough of you request the data, the cost won't be worth it, and they'll give up. In the end, the watchers don't want to be watched. Make them log it, then make them explain why they logged it.